Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you are listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in on this Monday, January the 4th, 2010. God bless you so much. I appreciate you really tuning in and being with us. It's exciting to go into a new year, isn't it? It's exciting to be in God's plan. God's plan for us for this new year. It is perfect. If you heard that crazy little noise there, that was our Chattanga. We're trying to log into it, and the laptop is not balanced, so it's making a mess here. But anyway, how was your Christmas? We haven't had a live show since Christmas week, and we were doing a lot of runs back and forth for the show, and we were doing a lot of reruns and a lot of different things, different specials we were running and stuff. We had Peter Stanway join in and do a few shows for us during the weekday. You may have heard his show on there. Be sure to listen for him tonight at 8 p.m. Central Time with Signs of the Times with Peter Stanway at 8 o'clock. You'll enjoy it. And I will be on the show here Monday through Friday as usual, but I'm going to be making a special guest appearance. If you want to write this on your calendar, be making a special guest appearance with Warn USA, Dana Smith's Warn Radio, on the Thursday, this Thursday night's broadcast. I hope I'm either the early guest or the late guest, and that I'm only there for 30 minutes because Texas plays Alabama, and I got to watch that game, so I'm going to have to let them know to get me in and out of that really quick. We're going to see that game. You can't be here in Houston and not listen to a Texas game or watch a Texas game when they're in the national championship. But anyway, my friends, it's been a blessed 2009. We leave that behind us. I got a text from a good friend of mine, a pastor friend of mine, that said, leave 2009 behind you. It's 2010. Everything that was done in 09. You can forget about it and start believing for good things to happen. I believe that I shared with a few of y'all that were able to go to the webinar on the December of this last month. Our next webinar is going to be, believe, let me get my calendar. I got to make sure the websites are updated, but it is, the next webinar will be on the 21st, I believe, of January. So if you have a calendar, go ahead and get that out. Yes, it'll be on the 28th or 21st. I got to check what I put on the webinar up there on the computer. Back on keepingmymarriage.com, and I'll get back with you for that. But anyway, my friends, I hope you had a blessed Christmas. Hope you had a blessed New Year. We are planning for some big things to happen, some big things to happen for the ministry. What did you do this last week? I know it's kind of the week between Christmas and New Year's. You're pretty sluggish. You don't have much you're going to do. Church attendance is usually pretty low on that Christmas weekend after the Christmas holiday. Usually the Christmas before the weekend before Christmas is pretty much higher on the Christmas attendance and stuff. But I know that a lot of us that are pastors and ministers, we can see a big difference on those 2 weeks. So hopefully you got out there. I was looking at an article here in the believe it was MSN or maybe it was on Yahoo the other night, and it was interesting because I've been reading and praying these last couple of weeks, and I'm going to share with you some of the stuff today, but most of the stuff throughout the week of what I was studying and what I was praying for this station and believing God to do for us. I was believing God to do a lot of things for us, a lot of different things to see it happen, and for our ministry, for who we are, and for what we do. And I really see some big things happening. But one of the things was that I want to see people have power back in their life. I read a book by Bernie Davis, who passed away several years ago. I believe it was 52 when he passed away. And I met his brother, Gerald Davis, which no one needs to introduce Gerald. And here in Houston or anywhere in the nation, he was the son in ministry, if you want to call it that, his father in spirit or in ministry was John Osteen, Joel Osteen's father. John Osteen, great man of God, had Lakewood Church for several years, and he's a great man. And I met Gerald, and of course his father in ministry after John Osteen passed was Pastor Oral Roberts, Dr. Oral Roberts, who just passed away a couple of weeks ago. And One thing that I got together with him was to help him with a few things that he needed help with as far as the media, that he had questions, and we ran into each other, and at church he came preached at our church, and we just hit it off, and he's just a great, great man of God. How many of you know it is special? It is special to sit down with a man of God that is anointed, a man of God that has experience in life. A man of God that can just stand there and you can feel they have wisdom brewing in them. I mean, they may not be as active as they used to be, but oh, when they were active, they were just powerful. And they're still a powerhouse now, but I really think that they tend to just be there for us to nurture from them. And I am happy that I have this relationship with him now. We correspond through email. I visit him at his house, and I'm working on some things for him, and I'm enjoying working for him to get some things done. But the thing that he gave me was, he gave me several books, and I tell you, I love to read books. I do. And these two books were so powerful. These two books were so strong that it just challenged me in my heart and in my mind. One of the books was How to Have God's Miracle Power in Your Life. And that's from Bernie Davis. And I've read this book the whole week that I was out from the station. And we're out in the valley and stuff between Christmas and New Year's. And I was sick at the time, too. I had a cold, and it was just killing me. And not killing me. I don't want to use those words. But it was just really it was just getting me. I had to. It was that type of cold that it's not the flu. But it just gets you worn and tired, and you don't feel like you're doing anything. And I pushed myself to finish this book. And one thing, if I can tell you, one thing that I tell you that I got out of this book, if it was just one thing, I tell you, it was faith in miracle power. It's just amazing. I came back from that trip tired, of course, and a little worn from being sick and stuff, but you know, it took me a couple of days even getting back here and getting some work done. It took me just some time to get my legs underneath me, if you know what I mean. You know how you get back when you're back sick from the office or whatever. But I tell you, I can tell you this, my friends. I came back with a faith in me like never before. And I stepped back, and the thing I can only liken it to is just being given like a fresh breath of air, like a fresh breath of life that just was breathed into you. It was like that you just took in a change in your house, your ministry, everything, and it just refreshed it. It wasn't negative, it wasn't demeaning, but it made it seem right, and it made it seem like things were going to happen. Things were going to happen for you and for your home. Now this book, and I'm going to go through it maybe this next week, but I really think, that just reading it was God sent. I mean, it's like if all the books just to grab really quick before we took this trip, and I was a last minute partner on the trip here because I thought I was going to have to stay because of the station, but I was able to get everything running where I could handle everything remotely, even handle the broadcasting from all my hosts that would call in. And they did their shows during the holidays still. Peter did his. Judy McKern did hers. And Dana did his three slots. And Charles did his two slots. So, I mean, they were still actively doing their shows and to maintain it and troubleshoot it just in case. It was my first time to test it, and you know what? I'm going to tell you this. You have to put your faith in action, and that's the main thing out of this entire book that I read from Bernie Davis called How to Have God's Miracle Work and Power. I don't even know if this is in print anymore. This is something that he dug out of a box and said, "You ever want miracle power, son?" And he threw me this book and said, "Read this." He just threw it to me because that was my brother's book, and he was powerful. He was powerful. But one thing I learned, and this is something I was counseling some family members on this last weekend, and Bernie had a faith each minister, and I've told you this, has different works that they work in. Some work great in healing, some work great in finances, some work great in faith, some work great in miracle working power, some work great in just having a prophetic anointing on them, depending on whatever they have. I mean, I've been blessed to work with a man of God that had a great evangelistic anointing on him and a great fundraising anointing on him and a great healing anointing as well. And I think that those are three offices, three things I've seen him really blessed in. So I know that at some point you do get whatever you're sowing into another man's ministry, you do get an impartation of a part of that ministry, and there's a chapter that covers that in Miracle Power. But I tell you this, to read this book and to understand and know that this was the miracle worker in the family, because he got an impartation of his father's, but he also got impartation of Jack Cole. He got an impartation of Oral Roberts. He got an impartation. This is the guys that he hung out with. They're regularly in his home. And the two things Jack Cole said to me, I'm going to read you this real quick. It's in chapter 27. It says, the two things Jack Cole said to me that night have helped me immensely over the years. The first thing I've always remembered is that my source is God, not man. Have you ever looked at someone to help you out of a problem? I tell you, I'm just jumping right into this. I know I kid around and joke around a lot before, but honestly, in life and through these holidays, did you run into a situation where you just needed God to do something for you, but you look to man? I have family members that constantly still call and constantly still are on this vicious cycle. I call it a vicious cycle because that's what it is. It's a vicious cycle that they have gotten on the carousel themselves. You can call it a carousel. And this carousel of borrowing and lending money, this carousel of, can you get me out of this? Can you get me out of that? God has put fundamental principles in front of you to help you get out of the mess that you're in. He's given you miracle working power that we had to put our faith into action. Our faith into action. God is your source. And he went into different parts of the world and stuff, and he was seeing Jack Cole do his ministry, and Jack ended up leaving to go take care of an emergency in one meeting, and he turned to him and said, Bernie, my church denomination didn't make me what I am. Then a few minutes later, he said, Bernie, it doesn't hurt to act like somebody else. Elisha acted like Elijah and did twice as many miracles as he did. And this is Jack Cole. Jack Cole was an amazing man of God, talking to Bernie Davis there. And the first day, of course, was that he was not the source, but God was, for the miracle work and power in Jack Cole's life. Jack said that God made him what he was, not the denomination, not man. The second thing he said I learned was that I could do what Jack Cole or any other the other man has ever done for God, perhaps even more. I'm telling you, my friends, God requires action in our faith. And I had something I want to read to you real quick. And I feel that there may be a financial burden out there. So I want to read this real quick. And we're going to go on from there. In verse 42, it says, in my heart, I was believing for a financial miracle. I thought perhaps they would take an offering that would end our financial problems. But I learned some important lessons way back there when I was just starting out. God is your source, not man. And sometimes you have to walk your faith to the end. I can tell you that and tell you that out of personal experience. I know people that are of wealth. I know people that have funds. I know people that are moving in ministry. I know people that can buy a plane, cash, and just go on. I think down in my deepest hurt financially, and I'm going to tell you this, I've gone through financial times just like everybody else, and I think that at some times during those financial times, the natural man in me looked at them for help instead of looking at God. And there's nothing wrong with asking someone to borrow, but you got to make sure that God sent you there, because the word of God says, I will make you the lender and not the borrower. And we have to believe him for that. And beyond Bernie Davis's book, I read Gerald Davis's book, I believe it's called, it was a tithing book. One of them was a tithing book. And Tithing and Sowing, the Differences. And I'll get the title for that one for you. And the other one was it Breaking the Curses that Keep Your Blessings from Coming In? Something like that. And I might have it in the back of his book here. But what those taught me, and I tell you, what those taught me was this, my friends. It taught me the plan. It taught me... Oh, the first one was 15 most commonly asked questions on tithing. And then the second one was not in this one here. But anyway, that was the first one, 15 most, and that was pretty good because it taught me a few things that, I mean, I know about tithing and offerings and stuff like that, but this thing, it taught me a little bit more, gave a little bit of insight. You will get something. I don't care if you think you've heard enough on tithing and offerings, but I'm going to tell you, this is a man that has no debt. In fact, he is on our television network now as well. And I don't know if you noticed this. I don't know if you noticed, and we'll get back to what we're talking about with Bernie Davis in a second. I don't know if you noticed this, but we have our TV signal streaming live 24/7 on Rev Media Network. In fact, we have 4 channels. God has done a miracle working thing to give us the knowledge. You know, you are blessed by the knowledge that he gives you. The knowledge he gives you and the training that you, and the understanding will make you prosperous. He will give you wisdom to make wealth. He will give you knowledge to make wealth, to prosper. The word of God continually says that he wants to see you not struggling during these holiday times like you may have struggled this past year, but he wants you to be blessed. I tell you, I came back from this 2-week hiatus, if you want to call it that, or vacation. I came back supercharged for just things that are happening in life, for things that I see in this ministry. But it's not just me. I really want to see you blessed. Do you know that this month alone, we had more listeners than we've had since the summer? In the summer, we had a whole bunch of listeners. Because we were just starting out, people were getting to know us. The local station here in Houston shut down their signal online, and we got a whole bunch of people overnight. And this year, a little bit different. Just the last 3 months have been, we've been up there on ratings, but you know, it's the holidays, people have been busy. But, and you think about that, December was awesome. December was awesome. Maybe it's because that local station was playing so much Christian, Christmas music, that people need to find someone else. Yes, our next seminar is January 21st. I was waiting and digging through my notes, and it's called Can't Conceal It. It's probably going to go along with the title, Mr. Tiger, what I taught the other day. But Can't Conceal It, that is the name of that one. We're going to be doing that live again at 7:30. On the 21st of January this month. It's in 3 weeks. So we got that going there. But I want you to understand this, my friends. Faith is something you have to activate. It is something that you have to activate. It is something that needs to be supercharged by you. God has given us all the things that we need. But faith has to be activated by us. We cannot, and I repeat, cannot do what we want to do in life without the power of God behind us. But have you ever stepped out? Have you ever stepped out through things that you wanted to do in life, through things that you have and don't have, and you just said, Lord, I just can't do it. And you never stepped out completely. Well, just like Brother Bernie preached in his book there, Bernie Davis, that sometimes you have to walk faith to the very end. And when you do that, you know what, my friends? God's not going to let you down. God's not going to let you down. I have so much material that's inside me right now. I'm telling you, so much that I've taken from these books and studied and prayed and applied in my life, that I'm getting overcharged with power and overcharged with what to say next. So I want you to bear with me as I jump from subject to subject, to topic, to whatever, because I want you to get everything that I've been studying. And I missed y'all, my friends. I've missed you. I'm so used to doing a show every single day at 2 o'clock. It's like when I look at 2 o'clock and I put a rerun or anything like that on. And then it's not that I didn't want to be here, but I was working on the TV station. And then I took some time. I had to take some time to get some time with the family and to get actually recharged. And I got sick. So it's not like I don't want to be here. But it's just that I believe that sometimes it is good to have an old show play. Because there's something that needs to be said that I may have covered on one of those old shows. And you may be hearing. And I try and play shows that may have played months ago. That way, you know, if you're an avid listener and you're faithful and you're here all the time, that you constantly get something different. That maybe you've been listening for 2 weeks straight, but maybe 3 months ago you didn't know about us, so you get to hear something from a few months ago. So if it sounds a little off and I'm talking about summer things, then you know, just it only lasts for the first few minutes probably, and then you'll be so saturated with me talking to you that you won't even. It won't even bother you. But I'm going to tell you this, my friends. God is very concerned about your life and how things are going and where you're going to end up at and how you should see life in general. And I know this, my friends. When you step out in faith for God, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't. I think this station, this network, was put together last May, 2009, late last May. We didn't even have shows broadcasted. We basically had the internet site put up in the last week of May. In June, we started to broadcast, and people have been touched. If I give you the numbers, my friends, you're going to be so excited. We've done over 13,000 people this month, or last month. That's 4,000 more than we had on November and October. So that is awesome. We finished the year with a high note. Our average listening time is an hour and a half per broadcast. That means per someone clicking on and just staying on and listening. Now our average listen time for the entire month, when they accumulate the stats, is over 2 hours and 30 minutes. So people are listening to these men of God, and you think of it, and you wonder how and why and when, and God is doing this. These men of God that have contacted me are all men of God that God sent. And that's how I want this. Even in my publishing and the book publishing, that's how I want it too as well. I want God to send me the men of God to help those men of God. Because then I'm just not right putting a book together and just making money. I'm blessing the kingdom. I'm in God's right will for the right time. And I've been working on the publishing site today just before we turned on. And before the show started. And the reason we were working on that was we moved our publishing site over the week. My contract expired a week ago with an internet company that had that. And I'm moving everything to the current one that we have, because we're going to have everything under this, because it's just so much cost effective compared to that place. And plus the rankings are really high. If I don't know how you found us, but most people that find us, we're at the top of the list under Christian talk show hosts and ministers. We're right up the top there, so we're doing something right, and we're getting up there. Our tech department, which is yours truly here, is doing a good job, so kudos. to them. A little bit of applause. And I just want to tell you that God is really opening my mind. I'm telling you, I got a new vision, and I want to encourage you with this vision, or newness of a vision. I mean, it's the same vision, but it just got grander over this few days studying and praying and just relaxing in God. How many of us know we need that time alone? And I know I've told you this time and time again, but as busy as we get as parents, as busy as we get as with family members, and as busy as we get with our wives or whomever we're dating or seeing or whatever, we have to have time for God. And it's not just 10 minutes and 15 minutes. It's quality time. You just sit there and you may read a book. You may pray. You may write something down, but you're sitting there and commune with God while you're doing this. Now, I know I talk to God all day. My mind is constantly fixed on Him. Constantly. And I think that I constantly do that because I know that when I finally get some time to sit down with Him, I have all my thoughts arranged what I need to talk to Him about because I've been talking to Him through the whole day. And I talk to Him, and I hear Him. And I'm telling you, this last 3 weeks, I've just been hearing clearer and clearer what His plans are for this ministry and stuff, and how we're stepping out and believing how God is going to do things for us. I do want to tell you this, that we're going to open a second and third radio channel, and a fourth radio channel as well. We all know about Peru's getting signed on this month, possibly maybe pushed till February, but we're waiting to see. But God has birthed something in me. He has given me something that I just have to be excited about and share about. And I know I was trying to teach about faith and teach a little bit about the money and tithing and stuff and offerings, how that ties in with your faith and what God's doing and obedience. But we'll cover that. We got plenty of time this week. We may cover some of this. We may cover that book tomorrow if we don't have time to get back to it today. But you have to realize, when we put this station together, it was in a few days of studying what to do and going to California and learning how they were doing stuff out there. And I wasn't going to pay big money to be on the air anymore. I just did not. I'm going to be honest with you. I did not want to take the cost. I did not want to take the huge cost of running just a radio program. Do you know it costs in New York to have a program on a station that has over, for say, 5 to 10,000 watts of amperage? That it takes about anywhere from $1,500 to $3,000 a month. Maybe even an episode. And to have a show, say, in another major city could cost, depending on the station, anyway from $300 to $2,000 a show. And I did not want to see that happen. I really did not want to see that happen, as far as having to put my ministry, my family, through that kind of burden. I know that you're supposed to have faith. But I was like getting this eerie feeling when God said, I need you to go back on the radio. And I was like, Lord, this was back in February of last year. I was like, Lord, I just don't want to do it. Not that I don't. I mean, Lord knows I love to talk. If you listen to this show at any time this whole last 9 months or so, or 6 months or so, you would see that I can talk for an hour and not skip a beat. That I can talk and talk and talk and talk. But, oh my. It wasn't something that I wanted to do and jump on and do. Hey, if I had the funds completely, I would jump on it. But you know, that's what faith is about. I did what God told me to do. How many of us know that it's awesome just to do what God tells you to do? I showed you that one comment from Doug Stringer. And many of you know him. He's a great organizer and a great ambassador for the gospel, you know, from here all the way to around the world. And he said, you know what? He goes, I'm not the best speaker. I'm not the best preacher. Not the best fundraiser. Not the best spokesman, or even not the best author. He goes, but I make a habit of doing one thing that I do really good. God's called me to do all that kind of stuff, and I'm not really the best. He goes, but I make a habit of just being where God wants me to be and doing what God wants me to do. Everybody say amen, because that's how it felt this entire 6 months. And I'm telling you this, I'm feeling God in my heart and just around me right now when I share this to you. You can do anything for God. Anything. This station is going to be a huge station. At first, it was just going to be a radio channel with a TV channel. Overnight, we got four channels going. Christmas Eve, we launched four channels. Four channels. And it was it's a blessing. It's a blessing to see those channels now. They are not completely... One channel is completely streamed 24/7. Two channels are 24/7 broadcasts. Two other channels are post. But we update those posts so you can hear those messages. And not only did we get the channels going, but we got men of God. Strong men of God. And it's not costing us much to do this right now. There is a step that we can take that we can automatically get 10 channels and have for a few hundred dollars a month more than what it's costing right now. And it's going to be awesome. And I'm going to be patient. We're going to do that because I tell you what, God has put in my heart and put in my mind a vision for this station beyond my scope. Again, beyond my scope. I just thought I was going to start going back on the radio and started in Los Angeles. And God sent me there and taught me how to do this, and we came back and we started the station. Praise God. And it's flourishing. We started it in May, broadcasted in June, and in June he sent me men of God to broadcast the shows that I've never heard of that found me online. 5,000 people that very month came and listened to the program. 9,000 the next month. 12,000 the following month. Over 15,000 people. By Christmas time, we got right back up to where our numbers were. I'm telling you, every day, every hour, I was worried about this station, making sure the signal was going, running back and forth when the power went out to start the signal at the auxiliary station. And I'm telling you, it's not over yet, my friends. God has grand plans for me. God has grand plans for you. This station in Houston, Texas, Kingwood, actually, Texas, just a suburb, about 30 minutes outside of Houston, is excited. This little station is going to be a network. This station, which was just going to have a channel for radio and a channel for TV, is going to have 100 channels one day. It will. We're going to be just like a cable network. Now, I'm not talking about just TNT, and I'm not just talking about USA. Those are just channels. They're networks, but they're channels as well. I'm talking about a full-fledged broadcasting network online with several channels. And we'll just go as we get things. I'm believing God that this last week was just a step on miracle work and power in our ministry and in our life. That I'm going to see great things happen in my life. My friends, I want to impart this wisdom and this faith in you right now. I want you to reach up to God, wherever you're doing. If you're driving, put one hand on that wheel and one hand in the air. And I want you to tell me this. Tell God this. Confess to yourself, I can do what God calls me to do. He's given me the word of God. He's given me faith. He's given me Jesus. And in Jesus' name, I can accomplish what he sent me to do. I can prosper in the things that he wants me to do. Because he sent his word to me. I can do it. I can make it happen. My friends, today, I want you to be encouraged in God. I want you to activate your faith. You may say, Brother David. Now I'm sounding like a preacher. You might say, Dave, I don't know how to activate this faith. I don't know how to get this faith going. You got to step out, my friends. When they say activate your faith, a lot of times they're talking about offerings. And it's true, they do. It's all right. There's nothing wrong with offerings, my friends. There is nothing wrong with giving God the money that you need. Because you're not giving it to that man of God. You're giving it for the purpose of God. And you got to keep that in your mindset. That when you're giving not only to bless the man of God that's in front of you, but you're giving to God, because in the Word of God, we're going to cover this through the week, that Jesus is the one you're actually given to. He is able to receive offerings even in death, even though he is alive. That means you're going to be giving your offerings, and I can read that to you. It's in 1 Corinthians. You will be blessing the people by giving your offerings, because the Word of God can go out. So we're not going to jump all into that. But when we're talking about activate, a lot of times it's activating faith. A lot of times they're saying that you have to throw a seed out there to activate it. Now, that's not the only thing you have to do. I think that you really have to just step out and do it. You have to step out. There's no other way around it. You have to step out in faith. You have to walk out there and walk it. That is for the reason I came back on this trip and I said, you know what? And I'm just feeling God, I'm telling you this, as confirmation. I passed the building that I was driving by that over 20 years ago almost. God told me that I'd have that building. I don't know when. I don't know how it's going to happen. But I know one thing. I know who is going to bring it, and that's God. And it's a big car dealership that has exchanged hands. Any business that has been there has failed. And I've been, every time I drove by it, I prayed and said, that's my building. But I never knew why. If we were to get a big network, as we are going to get, we're going to need a place. The church where I'm putting everything in and running for it right now is good for the station part, for the radio station part. And it's good for one of the TV sets. But we need a bigger place. We need a bigger building because we have a bigger vision. Everybody I've ever talked to about my visions for God and what I have in my heart to do has always said, you need a bigger organization. You need a church. You need to do this. And so we're part of a church now. We're working through them and helping them, and they're helping us. But in my heart, my friends, I see something so huge. I see something so big. We're talking about original programming for this station. We're talking about at least 10 channels this year, my friends, and adding about 25 more hosts and 5 more stream sites. We're streaming off 2 other sites. We're streaming off a Ustream and Livestream right now. We're getting out there. We're going to add YouTube, but YouTube's more of a you know, upload and people play it. All our sites, when I say stream, means there's a 24/7 signal going that we are broadcasting. I believe that we're going to make movies this year. You know why? Because that's going to be my act of faith. When I said put your faith into action, I'm going to put everything together and believe God to bring the miracle that we need. Now I'm going to sow some seeds beyond my tithe, some offering seeds out there. These offering seeds are going to represent this ministry. And each one of them I'm going to name. This is for the movies. And every time I give, I'm going to write on my check to the place I'm giving it to, the person I'm giving it to whoever I'm giving that gift to, what it's for, and to pray for that. And I'm going to believe God's going to bless it. Now, see, that's how this station got started. I was sowing seeds into Daystar TV, TBN, and the Christian broadcast station right here, and to David Wilkerson's ministry. Wasn't much seeds, but it's what we had. And I believe that at that time we got blessed with this station because we faithfully gave and God built the idea, and then we took the idea and started. And I'm telling you, we nickeled and dimed it all. Everybody knows what nickel and dime it means, right? I may be too old. I don't know. What is the term nowadays? I don't have anyone here in the studio to throw me a hint what's the new term nowadays. But we made it. We nickel and dimed it to where now the station's running, it's off the ground, and the equipment that we need, it doesn't matter because we found a way to work without it. And we're blessed. And I know this for certain, my friends. People come to this station in the middle of the night from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock. People are on this station. And that's a blessing. That's a blessing. From 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the morning, midnight to 6 a.m., people are on this station listening. People are out there searching the internet for the Word of God and for help. I don't know how God directs them, but they end up here, and they end up staying on for a while. So I really believe that you have to have one thing, I'm gonna share with you something else. Bernie Davis's book. He is preaching a conference. This goes along with what we're talking about. He was preaching a conference out in, I don't know what part of Mexico it was. And in this place, he didn't see the movement of God. Even to the point where he was really concerned about canceling the whole event. And he actually sat there and thought about it. And let me see if I can find the reference, because it's almost just as good if I read you that part. And I know it's in the back of the book almost. And he really didn't see the power of God moving or anything like that, and he was concerned. And I can't seem to find it, but that's okay. I'll talk to you about it. And he was thinking about things, and he started feeling, you ever feel that fear that things are going to go bad? That fear that you're not going to get through what you're going through, and automatically you have all this faith and you're powered up and you want to see things powerful happen in your life, and you know it can't. You know it could. And a few minutes ago you believed it. But all of a sudden you're just totally scared, and you even feel this eeriness come over you. You actually feel eeriness come over you, and you don't know what to do. I'm telling you, my friends, with that eeriness, it's a spirit. I'm gonna read you what I wrote down. It's my notes. It's faith is the opposite of fear. And fear is the spirit you must deal with. This was something his father told him. That in every time you're going to do something big for God, and every time you're in an event that you're preaching, and this can go with what you're doing and dealing with in life, that you have to face, there's a fear that comes out and you have to face it. You have to deal with it, because it's going to come up, creep up, and get in your mind and scare you. That's the devil. There's no way around it. That's the devil. And you gotta be able to submerge it and tell it to go away. You have to rebuke it away and believe in faith and tell fear to go, to leave. Tell you, my friends, fear will creep up on you and try and ruin your day. Fear will try and take your victory away. And that's why I'm telling you right now, friends, when I talk about Gerald Davis, when I talk about, was it my pastor, and I talk about men of God that are great men of God, that I consider great men of God, that I consider that I grew up and looked up to, and I just believe that they have so much wealth that they can give a young man of God like yourself and myself, like us, that they can give a man of God or a woman of God knowledge beyond where we could ever go. And I read this, and it was like getting candy from the store. I just was so excited. I was so excited. And I told my wife, I told her, honey, I feel new. I feel new again. And I remember this movie that we seen. I believe it was Pearl Harbor. It's about the attack on Pearl Harbor. And there's a lot of truth to it. Of course, they didn't go through all the history truth, but you know how Hollywood is, they cut off things back and forth, but they did leave something in there. And it was on the carrier, the Japanese carrier that attacked, they had the group that went out there that led the charge to attack Pearl Harbor. He looked back, and his, one of his men on there said, "You're getting praises from headquarters and for your great victory today, sir." And this was after the attack, and all the Japanese planes were returned back to the to their fleet. And he stood quiet, and he said, "We may have won this battle right now." He goes, "And we can." He goes, "But I fear this." He goes, "I fear this. I fear that we have awakened a sleeping giant. That we have awakened a sleeping giant. My friends, I feel like I was a sleeping giant. And we haven't ran a commercial here. We haven't. I just wanted to come in and talk with you, get the feel back for another hour with you on the air, and tell you that God has so much planned for you. So much. I don't want you to look at your debt. I don't want you to look at your marriage and think it's destroyed. I don't want you to look at your children and think they're unreachable. Don't look at your family and think they don't want you. I want you to know. I want you to know. You gotta tell fear to go away. You gotta tell fear to leave. It is a spirit you must deal with. You have to trust in God. You have to have miracle power in your life. I want to tell you this because I really believe that God is doing an awesome thing for you right now. If I am excited about this station and my faith is coming into it, and we have men of God that are of great faith praying as well, and women of God as well praying for this station, then every time you tune in, you're going to be blessed as well. You're going to be strengthened. You're going to feel God's strength touch you. Remember, my friends, you cannot fail in what God has sent you to do. There's so much in life that He has for you. So much in life that's going to be powerful, powerful, powerful testimony from Him. So I want you to know that no matter what, God is going to be able to do great things in your life. But you have to have faith in it. You have to believe it. And when that spirit of fear comes up, you got to tell it to leave you alone. You got to be able to say, I know that this is going to be okay. That's really what it is. It can pop at you, and it could be an engine oil light in your car, and fear pops on you, you're not going to make it home. And if you keep worried about it, you're not. Now, smoke's coming out and everything in your car, then we think the fear's probably warrant. But at the same time, you got to believe. You have to believe that God has everything, even the smallest detail in your life, in His control, and that He can take care of anything for you. I can't wait, my friends. I mean it. I just can't wait to start shooting regular television series. Imagine writers and Christian writers and stuff like that. I'm talking about a station that is not commercialized to where you cannot allow people on the air because they don't have the funds to be on the air. I am a big person about getting people on the air, regardless of the cost. I believe that people can give to help us, bless us. I truly believe that. Now, I'll be honest with you. I'll be very honest. We have not had many offerings come in to build this station. This has been a walk of faith. Every single bill has been paid on this station. We have no debt right now on the station itself. We've been able to maintain it and to run it. So I want you to be encouraged that God is providing. God is making some wondrous, wondrous things happen for us, and He is providing. There's no doubt. There's no doubt that He's providing for us. Now, I want to remind you real quick before we end today that on January 21st, 2009, we're going to have our next relationship webinar. You can't conceal it. You can't conceal it. At 7:30 on January 21st. It is a Thursday. That's 3 weeks from now. And we will have that on there. And I hope and pray that you're here and able to look at it. on a relationship series. It will be dropped into the queue to be played with our regular television broadcast that comes out. Now on Tuesday nights, we'll be having our regular broadcast at 7 p.m. Midwatch. And I hope that you're there. We're going to probably be covering a little bit of what we covered today. Just a little bit more detailed on it. I'll make a little PowerPoint presentation of it and have it ready to roll. Now the other thing is, this Thursday night on January 7th, besides watching Alabama and Texas play, I will be on the air with Dana Smith on Warren Radio at 8 p.m. I think I'll be the last person on there. I'm not quite sure. I'm going to check with him what time slot I'm supposed to get called, and we'll check with him and see what's going on with that. So I want you to remember that, and I want you to be encouraged that this ministry is going to do some great things and minister to those that need it. Amen? Well, thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for tuning in to our station and understanding what we've been doing and how we've been broadcasting. It's been crazy. Our address is revministries.com is our ministry address. Let me give you our address. It's Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Again, that address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. If you want to support us, you can write a check or send us a gift or whatever you want. Our email address is therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. I do know that most of the time I will reply to your emails right away, if not pretty quick. So I pray that that will be helpful to you. Now I pray that God will bless you. Let me pray. Let's just pray real quick. We're going to take a little bit more longer than we usually take. Father, I pray that everyone that is listening will activate their faith. The things that they've been wanting, the things that they've been crying and pleading to you, God, will come into their life. I believe that you can bless them and minister to them, Father, in everything that they need. Make them good givers to the kingdom of God, and givers in heart, spirit, and in monetarily, Father. Let them know that their gifts will help those that are out there, Lord. Have them plug into a church, plug into a ministry, and be a good giver. But also, God, I pray that they will be healed, and that you will give them one thing, Father, faith, and that they activate that faith and get miracle power in their life. I thank you, God, for everything that you've done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you, my friends. Thank you for tuning in to Midwatch with the Rev. We'll catch you next time on the Midwatch. See you tomorrow. God bless.